to her.
Thank you, Mary. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts gathered here be acceptable unto you, O God, our rock, our Redeemer, the one who gave his only Son that we might live. Amen. Woman, why are you weeping? The angels in the empty tomb said that to Mary. Woman, why are you weeping? And later in the garden, as she stood there weeping, the gardener, she supposed, who was really Jesus, said the very same words to her. Woman, why are you weeping? Why wouldn't she be weeping? Apart from their role as ritual mourners at funerals, Jewish women took no part in public life. She was doing her ritual best, not only because of her love for Jesus, but because that was the role of women at that time. Why would she not be weeping when Jesus was the only one that broke through those barriers that women had to face in those days? They were not allowed to read the law. They were not allowed to be in the same side of the synagogue with their brothers and sisters, with their husbands and their sons. They had to be in a separate spot. They were not allowed to do anything out in public. They were their husband's possession. And if by some reason they ended up without a husband or without a father, their only way to survive was to beg or to prostitute themselves. Why would this woman not be weeping? The only man who had ever shown any compassion towards the women that he walked and journeyed with throughout his ministry was Jesus. Why would she not be weeping? I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of times where someone has said to me, "Why are you crying? What's wrong with you?" And sometimes I'm not crying because I'm sad. Sometimes I'm crying for joy. Sometimes I'm just crying, and I do not have to explain it to you. Woman, why are you weeping? Mary was weeping for the loss of her teacher, her Rabboni, my teacher. She was weeping for the loss of that wonderful welcome that she had with the disciples and that Jesus had made for her as his ministry moved forward. And she was crying for herself, because what was she going to do next? Where was she going to go? How would she understand life without Jesus? One of my favorite poets is Jane Kenyon. Jane died at the age of 47, way too young. At the time of her death, she was the poet laureate of New Hampshire. She had suffered with depression her whole entire life. And then, in the early 90s, was diagnosed with a form of leukemia which had no cure. In her trying to make sense of that, she took two trips to India, to some of the places that she thought she could learn about spirituality and what life was all about, and maybe find some healing for her soul in another place. And what she found was that she lost her faith there. She wrote a poem when she came home, based on this scripture, and I think it's very telling. because I think that Jane Kenyon must have felt a lot like Mary Magdalene as she faced her certain death and as she faced those people who said to her, "Jane, why are you sad? Why are you weeping?" And this is what she says in her poem, which was printed in the Atlantic Monthly in April of 1999, just a few years, 4 years, in fact, after she died. "One morning after the crucifixion, Mary Magdalene came to see the body of Christ. She found the stone rolled away from an empty tomb. Two figures dressed in white asked her, 'Woman, why are you weeping?' 'Because,' she replied, 'they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Returned from long travel, I sit in the familiar sun-streaked pew, waiting for the bread and wine of Holy Communion. The old comfort does not rise in me, only apathy and bafflement. India, with her ceaseless bells and fire, her crows calling stridently all night. India, with her sandalwood, smoke, and graceful gods, many-headed and many-armed, has taken away the one who blessed and kept me. The thing is done, as surely as if my luggage had been stolen from the train. Men and women with faces as calm as lakes at dusk have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where to find him. Woman, why are you weeping? Man, why are you weeping? We weep because sometimes we don't know what else to do. We weep because that release is so important to the endorphins of our body. We weep for all of the things that we have lost. Jane Kenyon found her faith after those trips to India and before she died on April 22nd, 1995. At Easter time. But she can tell us that feeling that Mary Magdalene must have had as she stood in the garden looking for Jesus. But the bottom line is this: we all stand in that garden. Each and every one of us stands there weeping for our own reasons. When you come to a Good Friday service, for instance, and you are asked to nail some nails into the cross, to feel what that might have felt like, you weep. There are Kleenexes provided at every station of the cross because you do weep. But then you turn and see Jesus. Jesus, who is disguised in some way because you're crying so hard. I know that Mary had to have been crying so hard that she couldn't tell if it was Jesus or who it was in the garden. The only reason she could tell is by the fact that he said her name, Mary, Nancy, Gary, Bob, Bruce, Pat, John, Abby. He said her name. And in that came the joy. How does Jesus speak to you on this Easter Sunday? How does Jesus answer the question for you, woman or man, why do you weep? I weep because I'm leaving. And I am not going to apologize for that. But I also come with Easter joy, knowing that each and every person in this place has Jesus walking right by their side. And when you turn around, if you turn around, and face Jesus, he'll say your name. Amen. Our hymn is number 242, The Strife is O'er, and we might be doing more alleluias than